Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
This coming Wednesday evening, our evening Bible study class will conclude its study of the Lord's Prayer, or model prayer, found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. Over the last several weeks, our evening Bible study read and completed the book titled Pray Like This, Living the Lord's Prayer. This book was written by Stephen Gaines. And during this study, the model prayer or Lord's Prayer was explained and broken down into six distinct areas of theological study. The six areas of the Lord's Prayer focused on the fatherhood of God, the worthiness of God, the kingdom and will of God, the provision of God, the forgiveness of God, and the protection of God. Today's sermon will focus on the last area, on the protection of God, and how He is able to keep us from falling into temptation. My brothers and sisters, let me say from the outset of this sermon on temptation that temptation is something we all experience. I don't care how much you read your Bible or how often that you pray. You will not be granted immunity from temptation. Even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when He was living in the flesh here on earth, was tempted by the devil. So if Jesus was tempted, guess what? You and I will be tempted. Listen, if you don't get anything else from this sermon, understand this truth that everybody, somebody say everybody, is tempted. Did y'all hear what I just said? I said everybody is tempted. Let's define the word temptation. Temptation means to entice to do wrong by promise of pleasure or gain. Temptation means to make trial of a person. It means also the putting to the test. The Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary 11th edition defines temptation as the act of tempting or the state of being tempted, especially to do evil. All right. So let me say it one more time. Everyone is tempted.
Yeah. All right.
Listen, some of us were tempted this morning when our alarm clocks went off. Am I right about it? We were tempted to lay right there in our beds and not come to church. Am I right about it? Pastor Wood, you're talking about temptation. How widespread is temptation? Now, I done told you that all of us are tempted. But in our 1 Corinthians 10 text, verse 13, the Apostle Paul tells us that no temptation has overtaken you except what is what? Common to mankind. Lean over and tell your neighbor that temptation is common. Now turn to your other neighbor and say, you are not alone. Everyone is tempted. You know what I discovered? I discovered that temptation is proof that you and I are still alive. Listen to me good. Let's clear up something about temptation. You are not a bad person because you're tempted. Okay. I done told you that what? Everyone is tempted. So understand that temptation is not the same as sin. Oh, man. Let me say that again. Let me help somebody. Temptation is not the same as sin. In other words, to be tempted is not sin. But, somebody say but. How you deal with temptation can either lead you to sin or keep you from sin. James says it like this in his letter, chapter 1, verse 15. James says, then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. In other words, James is telling us not to let temptations, desire, be conceived in us. That is exactly what happened in the Garden of Eden with Eve. First, she looked at the fruit. Then she touched the fruit. Then she picked it and held it. And then finally, she bit it. In other words, desire was conceived in Eve even before she bit the fruit. So what are you saying, Pastor? I am saying, don't dwell on temptation. Tell your neighbor, don't dwell on temptation. Don't dwell on that which is tempting you. Resist it and reject it immediately. Well, we have defined temptation. But now let us look at the three sources of temptation. And let me say right here that temptation comes from within and without. In other words, temptation comes from the outside as well as from the inside. The first source of temptation comes from our own flesh. Can I do it like this today? Our flesh is the part of us that wants to work against God's will for our lives. James chapter 1, verse 13 and 14 says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does God tempt anyone. But James says this, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Lord, have mercy. The first source of temptation is our own flesh. Now, the second source of temptation comes from the world. Tell your neighbor, comes from the world. What is the world, Pastor? The world is the acceptable norms and opinions that are around us, which are contrary to the Word of God. Some of us fall so much and so easy into temptation? Because we hang around the world too much. Okay, y'all, all right. And it's a shame to say, Dr. Hagin, but a lot of our churches are full of worldly Christians. Oh, Lord. We love the world too much. Okay. Pastor. The third source, let me move on. The third source of temptation. Who was the first? Our own flesh. Second, the world. And the third source of temptation is Satan himself. The devil. We know this because it's written in the Word of God. Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness. Now let me say this. Let me give some clarity. Some of y'all who blame everything on the devil, always saying that the devil on my back and Satan has got me. Let me give you some truth. Listen.
Help us out.
Satan can only be at one place at one time. Okay. So all y'all that got the devil on your track, I don't understand it, because he can only be in one place at one time. Satan is not omnipresent like God is. That means everywhere. So when you say that the devil tempted me to sin, let me suggest that the devil has a greater agenda than trying to get you to sin. Satan, since he can only be at one place at one time, you better believe it, he's around those who are destroying his kingdom and not hanging around nominal Christians. Am I helping anybody? Am I helping anybody? We're talking about temptation, overcoming temptation. So, Pastor, when does temptation show up?
All right, preacher.
Now, I done told you that everyone is tempted. But temptation shows up for us in different lights. Let me tell you about temptation. Temptation rears its ugly head at crucial times of need, or when We are experiencing moments of weakness. In our Matthew 4 text, you good Bible readers, you know the story. It was after Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights and was hungry that Satan showed up to tempt him. And I'm here to tell you that it is often at our weakest moments that we are subject to being tempted. Let me give you some hints. Temptation often shows up when we're not reading our word, when we're not praying and not fellowshipping with one another. You know, also I discovered that temptation oftentimes shows up when God is trying to promote us. Oh, y'all missed that. Y'all missed that. Just like Joseph, some of us, as we get closer to the place that God wants us to be elevated to, it seems like we are faced with more temptation that is designed to thwart God's plan for our life. Am I right about it? When God is about to promote us, that's when the enemy wants you to wreck, through temptation, your ability to ascend where God has called you to be. All right, I kept you too long. My sermon topic was overcoming temptation. So by virtue of the subject, that lets you and I know that we can overcome temptation. How, Pastor Wood? How can I prepare for temptation? I'm going to tell you these 3 points, and I'm going to take my seat. The first way you and I can prepare for temptation when it shows up is to be full of the Word of God. How? To prepare for temptation? I know it's coming. I know it's going to show up. Well, prepare yourself by filling yourself with the Word of God. Psalm 119:11 says, I have hidden your Word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Y'all heard that? Y'all heard that? I have hidden your word in my heart. Why? That the word will work in me that I might not sin against you, God. Some of us fall into temptation because we have not exposed ourselves enough to the Word of God. Well. You know what I found out? No word, no power. Little word, yeah, come on. If you don't have word in you, how do you expect to conquer when temptation shows up? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Listen, when Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, what did Jesus use to combat Satan's temptations? He used the Word of God. Matter of fact, Jesus quoted from the book of Deuteronomy. Listen, though Jesus was the living Word, Jesus himself quoted from the written Word to foil Satan's attempts to get him from doing the will of God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm just saying this. We have got to be in the Word of God and hide His Word in our heart if we're going to be victorious over temptation. Tell your neighbor, be full of the Word of God. Secondly, if you're going to prepare for temptation, we said be full of the Word of God. But secondly, you must know, I can't say it enough, you must know that God is faithful. Oh, Lord. Tell your neighbor, God is faithful. How is God faithful, Pastor? I'm glad he asked. In other words, if you read 1 Corinthians 10:13, it tells us that God will not let you be tempted beyond what, oh Lord, y'all hear me good, what you can bear. In other words, because he knows what we can bear, he limits the temptations that come our way. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. He's faithful. I know in my life there have been some things that I thank God that he limited. Can I be honest with you? There have been some times when I thought that I needed something. Oh, Lord. Anybody in here that God knew best? Because he knew if he gave it to me, I'd have lost my mind. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But he limited the temptations that would come my way. He's faithful to that. So how can I prepare for temptation? To be full of the word of God? To know that God is faithful? And lastly, it's in the text. You got to know. Somebody say, you got to know. That God always, somebody say always, provides a way out of temptation so that we can endure it. He always, not sometimes, but always provides a way out. In other words, God can protect us from temptation. But the question, Fred, that we must ask ourselves, hey, are we looking for the way out, or are we looking for ways to gratify our flesh? Listen, Paul wrote this to the Corinthians, and some of the Corinthians were not looking for a way out. But they were looking for a way in to indulge in their sin. The Bible says, I'm going to my seat, that God has provided us a way to escape not some temptation, but all temptations. So understand that when we are tempted and we fall into temptation, it is because, what'd you say, Sister Dara? Because we want to try to gratify our flesh. Or we want to try to gain something that we think we deserve. You know, ultimately, what the real question is? The real question is, will you trust God? Will you trust God to supply all you need and not what you want?
That's right. That's the question. Yep.
As I close, let me remind you the words written by the hymnologist. The hymnologist said, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight. Tell your neighbor, fight. Manfully onward. Dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He will. Somebody say he will. I know he will. He's faithful. He will. carry you through. And then he says, ask, just ask the Savior to help you. Won't he do it? Won't he help you? He will comfort, strengthen, and keep you. And guess what? I love the Lord because I know he is willing to aid you. He will. Tell your neighbor, he will. He will carry you through. And you will overcome temptation.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.